感谢主所赏赐的机会。
Thank God for His opportunity.
也赏赐给我们非常好的天气。
And thank God for giving us such good weather.
这个礼拜好像夏天一样。
This week just like summer.
但是请各位兄姐要注意，明天突然间可能又降个8度到10度了。
But let's be careful because tomorrow might be the 8 or 10 degrees.
这个常常讲说，这个春天好像后母的脸一样。
Sometimes we say that the spring is just like a stepmother.
也就是说，这个好像那个阴晴不定一样。
That is to say the weather is unpredictable.
一样，在我们的正式开始正道之前，我们按照今天的读经进度，请翻开历代志下。22章
Let's turn to Second Chronicles, chapter 22.
我们请看历代志下的22章第1节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 22, verse 21.
历代志下22章。
Second Chronicles 22.
这章不长哦，就12节而已。
12 verses only.
我们一起开口念。
Let's open our mouth and read together.
耶路撒冷的居民利约南的小儿子亚哈谢。接续他作王，因为跟随亚拉伯人来攻营的军兵曾杀了亚哈谢的众兄长，这样犹大王约兰的儿子亚哈谢做了王。亚哈谢登基的时候年42岁，在耶路撒冷作王1年。他母亲名叫亚他利亚，是暗利的孙女。亚哈谢也行亚哈家的道，因为他母亲给他主谋，使他行恶，他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，像亚哈家一样。因他父亲死后，由亚哈家的人给他主谋，以致败坏。他听从亚哈家的计谋，同以色列王亚哈的儿子约兰往基列的拉莫去，与亚兰王哈薛征战。亚兰人打伤了约兰，约兰回到耶斯列，医治在拉莫与亚兰王哈薛打仗所受的伤。犹大王约兰的儿子亚撒利亚因为亚哈的儿子约兰病了，就下到耶斯列望看他。亚哈谢去见约兰就被害了，这是出乎神，因为他得到了就同约兰出去攻击邻舍的孙子耶户。这耶户是耶和华所高，使他剪除亚哈家的。耶户逃亚哈家罪的时候，遇见犹大的众首领和亚哈谢的众子子服侍亚哈谢，就把他们都杀了。亚哈谢藏在撒玛利亚，耶户寻找他，众人将他拿住，送到耶户那里，就杀了他，将他葬埋，因他们说他是那尽心寻求耶和华之约沙法的儿子，这样亚哈谢的家无力保守国权。亚哈谢的母亲亚他利亚见他儿子死了，就起来剿灭犹大王室，但王的女儿约示巴将亚哈谢的儿子约哈斯从那被杀的王子中偷出来，把他和他的乳母都藏在卧房里。约示巴是约兰王的女儿，亚哈谢的妹子，祭司耶和耶大的妻。她收藏约阿斯，躲避亚他利亚，免得被杀。约阿斯和他们一同藏在神殿里6年。亚他利亚篡了国位。这个地方看起来实在是有够乱哦。
Here we see a mess in this chapter.
在当时the王国时代。
During the kingdom back at the time.
不管是以色列国也好
，It doesn't matter. It is Israel.
或者是犹大国也好
，Or kingdom of Judah.
我们一直都可以看到这样不停的被篡杀或谋害的事情。
We have been seeing all the killings in during this period.
那最重要的问题在哪边呢
？So what is the main problem?
就如同上个礼拜我们张超雄传道在这边所证道的。
Just like what Preacher John has shared last week.
当人不愿意抓住这个应许。
When man refused to grab the promise of God,
原本神与大卫的应许是什么？
What is the original promise between God and David?
是大卫家要永远的坐在这个王国的位置上面的。
That is that the family of David will continue to sit on the throne.
但是你必须要去遵守耶和华的诫命、律例、典章。
But the condition is that his family need to keep the promise, the decree of God.
但是我们可以看到，刚才二十二章开始就写着什么？
And just now we see at the very beginning what it was written at the beginning of chapter 22. The new king.
因为去遵守了亚哈的道。
Because he followed the ways of Ahab.
那亚哈的道是什么呢？
What is the ways of Ahab?
就是去敬拜巴利还有亚斯他录嘛。
The ways of Ahab, that is to worship the Baal and Ashtoreth.
也就是去祭拜了迦南地的这些男神还有女神。
That is worship the God of Canaan.
所以他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
So he walked in the ways that was detestable from the eyes of God.
我们可以看到，当时如果行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，那么这个国家的根基就不稳固了。
And as we can tell that if kings practice the evil ways before the Lord, the kingdom will be shaken.
所以如果是看耶和华眼中行为善的事情，那么都没有问题。
So if this king practice what is good in the eyes of the Lord, the kingdom has no problem.
我们今天要来一起查考的题目是神仆的自省跟更新。
The topic we would like to talk about today is the self-examination and renewal of God's servants.
也是小弟最近在这几年的圣工的服事上面。
And this is actually the reflection for myself.
当我们省思说我们到底是神的仆人还是神的儿女的时候。
So when we start to think about are we the servants of God or the children of God?
有很多事情是值得我们来反省的地方的。
Many things are worth for us to reflect.
就如同刚才我们读的历代志下，这个就是一段历史。
And just like that, what we just read the history here.
那么这个历史就是成为我们信仰当中最好的镜子一样。
And history is often a good reflection for us.
我们今天以耶利米书来作为查考的主题。
And today we will study based on the book of Jeremiah.
我们请看耶利米书的第二章第八节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 8.
耶利米书第二章第八节。
Jeremiah verse 2 verse 8.
旧约圣经八百八十二页。第八节，祭司都不说耶和华在哪里呢？传讲律法的都不认识我，官长违背我，先知借巴利说预言，随从无义的神。其实这个就是当时犹大国的四大恶行。
And these actually prescribe the four big evil ways in kingdom of Judah.
一个王国为什么会破灭呢？
Why a kingdom will come to an end?
神已经预言先告诉耶利米先知了。
God already, tell beforehand through Jeremiah.
怎么如何的要来对应这个犹大国呢？
How God is going to handle the kingdom of Judah?
我们请看耶利米书的第一章第十节。
Look at Jeremiah verse chapter 1 verse 10.
耶利米书的第一章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10.
第十节，看哪。我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽植。其实这是神所发的严厉的一个所谓的讯息。
These warnings here, we can tell this is a warning from God, a very strict warning.
我们回过头来看第二章第八节。
When we come back to verse two, chapter 2, verse 8.
第二章第八节，整个国度所犯的最重要的罪是什么呢？
The biggest sin that the kingdom committed, what is that?
祭司都不说耶和华在哪里呢？
That is the priest. This priest did not say where is the Lord.
各位兄姐都知道，古代的祭司第一个必须要是利未支派的。
And we all know that the part in the past priest needs to belong to this Levite.
是神特别挑选出来侍奉神的。
And these priests are specially selected by God to serve God.
而且这个大祭司的角色只有亚伦的后裔才能够担任的。
And these priests can only be the descendants of Aaron.
但是呢，这个地方耶和华却非常慨叹地讲出来，祭司都不说耶和华在哪里的呢？
But here Jehovah said that these priests did not say where is the Lord.
谁是祭司？
Who are the priests?
谁是祭司？是神所安立的。
Priests are anointed by God.
所以其实有时候我们探讨起来。
So sometimes when we study,
从一个信仰的破败
from the corrupted faith,
甚至影响到整个国家的破灭
and lead to the destroyed of a kingdom.
我们现在省思过来，甚至一个家庭为什么会失败
And after we think about it, why a family will come to an end?
探讨起来是家里的祭司没有了。
So when we look deep into it, that we can see that there is no priest at home.
祭司乃是势力在神的面前，要来为民来赎罪的。
Priests are standing before God to redeem the sin of man.
也就是说，赎罪的人没有了。
That is to say, there is no one to redeem.
哦，那些路加团契的契员们来小弟家，哦，一起来。来查考圣经的道理。
This member from Luke Fellowship came to my house to study the laws of God.
小弟特别提醒到，我们现在能够一起祷告。
And I mentioned to them that now we can pray together.
这个在所有的历代历史的所有的一个宗教权上面是难得的呢。
And this is something very special in you know today.
就算我们现在去看，你到了寺庙，你也是要看到是要和尚尼姑在那边上香的呢。
And if you go to the temple, you need to see the monk and the nuns, you know, doing the worship.
要来念经的呢。
They need to do the chanting.
到了道教，说必须要由道士来超度的。
And for the Taoism, you need to see their men to perform some ritual.
并不是每一个人都能做的事情。
This is not something performed can be done by everyone.
但是现在的基督徒是何等的庆幸。
But nowadays, the Christians are very fortunate.
我们每一个人可以在任何时间、任何地点，我们跪下来，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Every one of us can kneel down and pray to God at any time.
这样子的一个动作，其实我们就在扮演着一个祭司的角色。
With such an action, we are playing the roles of a priest.
所以祭司的角色最重要的是什么
？So what is the main roles of a priest?
乃是为了百姓来赎罪的。
That is to redeem, to pray for the citizens.
那么现在是主耶稣在神的面前为我们来代求。
But now Jesus pray for us before God.
所以我们才能够来到施恩座前。
And so we can come to the throne of grace.
而不是像古代的大祭司一年一次而已哦。
No, just like the priest in the past, only once a year.
他要先为自己赎罪。
Because the priest back at that time, they need to redeem the sin for themselves first.
然后才能够到至圣所面前来为众百姓来赎罪。
And then can he go to the holy of holies to redeem the sins of these Israelites?
所以这个所代表的意义在哪边
？So what is the main purpose of this?
所以当百姓们已经没有在为百姓代求的祭司的时候
，So when there's no priest pray for these Israelites.
可以讲，就是说，这个国家已经是罪恶满盈了。
We can tell that such a kingdom was full of sin.
所以，当我们的家、我们的家庭祭坛、我们的同祷告停止的时候
，So when we stop praying in our house，
那么谁在为我们代求呢
？So who is praying for us？
主耶稣基督虽然在施恩座前在为我们代求着。
Even though Jesus was praying before the thrones of grace,
但是我们却没有在主耶稣的面前来为我们自己的罪来悔改祈求。
But we did not pray for our own sin before Jesus.
甚至会讲耶和华在哪里呢
？And sometimes even we say, "Where is the Lord?"
也就是神在哪里呢
？That is to say, "Where is God?"
我们知道圣灵所住的地方就是圣殿的地方。
We know that the dwelling place for Holy Spirit is the holy temple.
所以当连祭司、连圣殿、连神在哪边都不知道了。
So even when priests and the temple, they did not know where is the Lord.
那么代表的就是这个信仰已经彻底的破坏毁灭了啦。
That is to say, the faith was completely destroyed.
我们现在都讲，现在是万民祭司、万民先知的时代。
Now we are telling that the period of now is every one of us a priest.
因为主耶稣基督的圣灵与我们同在。
Because the Holy Spirit of God dwells in us.
就好像那一天，小弟对着这些大学生们这样说。
That just like I say to these students.
你可以想象吗？创造这个无限宇宙的天地的真神。
Can you imagine that God created the universe?
然后永住在你的心里。
Dwelling in our hearts forever.
这是何等的荣耀呢
？This is such a glory.
你还需要照着其他的这些上师、上人、老师、导师在教导，我要来追求什么光，来追求什么能量吗
？So are you still would like to follow those teachers saying that need to going after the light and the power energy?
所以
祭司都不说神在哪里了。
And that is why the priest did not say where is the Lord.
神在教会里。
God is in the church.
所以当时以色列人、犹大人犯的第一个最大的罪恶，就是祭司找不到神了。
So the priest and these Jews, the biggest sin they committed is that the priest couldn't find God.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹都是神的仆人呐。
Every one of us, we are the servants of God.
我们请看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
我们看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录的十九章，请看第十节。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 10.
启示录十九章第十节。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 10.
第十节，新约圣经373页。第十节，我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他，他说千万不可，我和你并那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。各位兄姐们、
brothers and sisters,
我们大家知道吗、
do you know?
我们虽然是神的儿女，
Even though we are children of God,
这个地方约翰看到天使要向他敬拜。
This place, John saw the angel and would like to worship the angel.
那么这些传达神的言语的天使说千万不可。
The message of an angel saying to John that you should not do this.
因为我和你并那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄都是做仆人的。
Because you and us and those are testimony of Jesus, we are servants.
所以不管是传道、长职、众弟兄姐妹，其实我们每一位都是成为主耶稣基督同做仆人的。
So even priests, these deacons, elders, you and I, we are the servants of God.
我们在这个福音的工作上面，我们每一位都是主耶稣基督的仆人。
For the holy word and gospel, we are the servants of God.
所以小弟才今天才会讲到神仆的一个自省来更新。
And that's why I would like to talk about this topic of several examination of a servants.
我们再翻回来耶利米书第二章的第八节。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 8.
耶利米书的第二章第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 8.
那么第二个最大的问题在哪边了呢？
What is the second biggest problem?
传讲律法的都不认识我。
Those preaching the laws did not know God.
各位兄姐。
Brothers and sisters.
什么是传讲律法的呢？
What are those people who preaching the laws of God?
在古代要当一个国王的话。
In the past, if you would like to be a king.
他要在当王的时候，要由先知来指导，要把整个诫命律例典章抄一遍的呢。
Before he came to the throne, this priest need to guide him and copy this decree of God once.
所以传讲律法的是谁？
So who are those preaching the laws of God?
传讲律法的就是所谓的神的代言人。
Those who preaching the laws of God, these are the spokesmen of God.
那么在古代谁是神的代言人？
So in the ancient time, who are the spokesmen of God?
也就是众先知啊。
They are those priests.
但是我们可以再看到，在耶利米的那个时代，就有真的先知跟假的先知了。
And we can tell, during the periods of the times of Jeremiah, we see the false priests and the true priests.
真先知是少数啊。
The true priests, a few.
神所差遣的先知是少数啊。
Those are priests sent by God a few.
但是那些传讲平安的、平安的那些假先知是多数啊。
But there are many the false priests preaching the peace of God.
那么在末世的日子的先知是谁呢？
So who are those priests in the end time?
我们每一位弟兄姐妹，当我们得到圣灵之后
，Brothers and sisters, when we receive the Holy Spirit,
得到圣灵的人就是奉差遣的意思的。
Those who receiveThe Holy Spirit are actually sent by God.
我们就是被差遣的。
We are sent by God.
所以一个被差遣的人应该要传讲神的律法。
So when we sent by God, we need to preach the law of God.
旧约当中有神的诫命、律例、典章。
For the Old Testament, they are the decrees and laws of God.
那么到了新约，我们要传讲的是主耶稣基督的救赎的福音。
And in the New Testament, we need to preach the gospel of the redemption of Jesus.
所以传讲律法的都不认识我了。
So those who preaching the laws of God do not know God.
小弟有时候会听到。
Sometimes I heard something.
当有一些人要来讲这个独一神观的时候。
When some people like to talk about the only God,
他不知道把神已经讲到什么地方去了都有啊。
They sometimes do not know what they are talking about.
小弟也有听到一些弟兄姐妹要传讲福音给外邦人的时候。
Sometimes I heard some brothers they try to preach to those Gentile.
因为自己对圣经不了解。
Because they did not really know about the Bible.
对于我们自己真耶稣教会的圣灵论不了解。
They did not really know about our doctrine about Holy Spirit.
甚至连外教会的三一神学观也不了解。
And they don't even know the doctrine about the Trinity for other denomination.
已经不讲到最后，根本就不知道到底神是在哪里了。
So at the end of the day, they do not know where is God.
所以这个就是想说，传讲律法的根本就不认识我。
That is to say, those preaching the law do not know God.
我们真耶稣教会的信徒一直犯有一个很严重的一个问题。
Believers of TJC, we made a mistake.
曾经在去年跟几位传道者大家一起在聊天。
Back at last year, I was having conversation with a few preachers.
这几位传道也发出了他们的感慨。
These preachers, they also comment on something.
他就提到谢执事，你知道吗？
They told me, Deacon Xie, do you know?
你不觉得我们真耶稣教会的信徒陷入了几个盲点当中？
Don't you think that some of our believers they are sometimes blinding for some points?
当我们想说我们是绝对得救教会的同时，
when we talk about that we are only the church they can be saved,
就代表我已经进入真耶稣教会了。
That is to say, I already entered the true Jesus Church.
所以我已经得到了得救的资格了。
So I'm already qualified for salvation.
那么我悔改了，受洗归入主的名下了。
And I repent, I receive the baptism, and I come under the name of God.
所以我也得到了神的绝对性的一个救赎之恩了。
And I also already receive the grace of God.
再来，又照着以弗所书第一章所记载，我又得到所应许的圣灵为印记了。
And also I receive the Holy Spirit as a mark.
然后就会觉得说，像我所有得救的条件我都具备了。
And it seems to me that I'm already qualified for all the salvation conditions.
那么我为什么要那么勤快的来听道理呢？
So if that is the case, why I need to come to the church to listen to the sermon?
那么我为什么要那么认真的来查考神的律例、诫命、典章呢？
If that is the case, why should I be so serious to study the laws of God?
所以无形中我们的很多弟兄姐妹对于查经就没有那个习惯了。
And out of that, as a result, we don't have the habits of Bible studying.
因为传道告诉我啊，我这样子已经具备得救的条件了。
Because the preacher told me that I'm already qualified for salvation.
我们无形中就陷入这个盲点当中的。
Sometimes we were fallen into this trap.
所以当我们自己连自以为是的认为说我具备绝对得救条件的同时。
Sometimes we think that we are already qualified.
我们很容易就不小心的就被人家讲说有另外一个更好的福音的时候就被引诱牵引的。
So sometimes we are easy to be dragged away for another false gospel.
因为你不了解神真正的奥秘在哪里。
Because you do not know the true mystery of God.
因为你已经不知道神的救赎的这个福音在哪里。
Because you do not know where is the true gospel.
你只是停留在那个吃奶的阶段而已。
You are only at the beginnings of the doctrine, the gospel.
你并没有进入了真正吃干粮的时代。
You did not really enter into the periods of taking the solid bread.
所以有很多人虽然信主五年、十年、二十年的，甚至第二代、第三代的，你问他说神在哪里，他不知道的。
So sometimes those are believers, believe in the Lord for 5 to 10 years, and you ask them where is God, they say they do not know.
所以犹大国灭亡的第二个原因，传讲律法的都不认识我。
So the second problem that the kingdom of Judah.They come to an end. That is because they do not know where is God, and they don't preach the law of God.
因为没有真正神的先知了。
Because there is no true priest of God.
第三项，官长违背我。
These officers are against God.
什么叫做官长呢？
What is officers?
官长今天被案例的目的，十夫长、五十夫长、百夫长被案例的目的。
The purpose of these officers being anointed
是要来管理众人的事情。
Their anointment was to manage the people.
是当时是为了协助摩西解决很多事情的。
These officers anointed to assist Moses to perform some work.
等也是在服侍着当时的众以色列百姓的。
The purpose is to serve those Israelite public.
但是当时的这些众官长怎么违背了耶和华呢
？Why those officers go against God？
在弥迦书不是这么记载吗？
And this is actually recorded in the book of Micah.
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
And they are to love mercy, walk humbly with God.
如果在一个大环境跟在社会当中，连行公义都没有的时候
，In a society, if there is no one to, you know, exercise righteousness,
那么我们设立官长的目的在哪里呢
？So what is the purpose of setting anointed these officers?
如果在团体当中，连这个是非的道理都不存在了
，Even there is no right and wrong in a group.
那么这整个的大环境这个团体一定是会乱掉的
And this big group it will go chaos
就常常喜欢用以爱之名
They will always like to use the name of love
你今天公义没有先执行先讲怜悯
You don't talk about righteousness and you only talk about mercy
你没有把是非分清楚的先讲爱
You don't know what is right and wrong, and you talk about the.
其实很多事情就无形中你陷入了一个烂好人的阶段。
And if this is the case, sometimes you are just blindly abuse the love.
你并不是一个真正的好撒玛利亚人。
You are not a true good Samaritan.
那更何况今天被安立为官长的呢
？And how about those already been anointed as an officer?
被安立为官长的也是众百姓跟神的仆人呢、啊。
Those officers are the servants of these Israelites and God.
所以既然成为了众百姓的仆人，也是主的仆人。
And if we become the servants of these believers and God.
所以我们可以从大先知书到小先知书，耶和华发出的第一个指责是什么？
So from this book of prophets, what is the warning from God?
都是在指责这些官长们没有行公义。
Actually, God is rebuking these officers to not exercise righteousness.
在这个社会当中，不公不义的事情一直存在。
In the society, you often see there are a lot of evil things exist.
其实，当失去了公义的心的一个社会
，So when a society doesn't have a heart of righteousness,
那么相对也会失去了真实的一个爱心。
And of course, there will be no love in that society.
到最后，这个社会只存在利与害的关系存在。
And at the end of the day, this society only the only thing left is money and benefit.
这个国家岂能不败亡呢
？And so such a society and kingdom definitely will come to an end.
我们再看回来耶利米书的第二章第八节。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 8.
耶利米书第二章第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 8.
先知借着巴力说预言，随从无义的神。
The prophets prophesy by Baal and walk after things that they go after other god.
谁是巴力
？Who is Baal？
巴力的原文意思是地上的王子。
The original meaning of the name of Baal is actually the prince of earth.
或者是我的主的意思。
Or my lord.
你不再追求我们的神了。
They don't going after our God.
就好像张传道在上个礼拜讲的
，Just like Preacher John said last week.
摩西在山上停留太久了。
Moses stopped too long at the mountain.
以色列人因为看不到摩西
，And Israelites don't see Moses.
以色列人也没有权利看到创造宇宙天地的真神。
And these Israelites doesn't have a right to see the God that created the universe.
所以就创造了一只金牛犊说。他就是耶和华带领我们出埃及的。
And so they created a golden calf, saying that this is a God that brought us out of Egypt.
所以以色列的人在他自己的内心当中创造了一只金牛犊，代替了拯救他们的神呐。
So Israelites in their hearts they created a golden calf, replaced the God, the true God.
所以今天当先知是借着巴力，而不再是借着神来说预言的时候
，So when these prophets through Baal, but not through the true God to prophesy,
就好像借着这些邪神来做这些事情啊
，It's just like they are performing things through this evil God.
这个不是神，乃是邪灵啊
These are not God, but evil spirits.
所以我们可以看到，当很多的宗教在兴起的时候
，So when we see there are a lot of religious group they rise.
难道这些宗教没有办法行出他们的一些奇事异能吗
？Didn't this religious group cannot perform any miracles?
他们发预言十次错五次没关系，还是准了五次。
And when they prophesied, sometimes they prophesied five times wrong, but they got it right for another five times.
哦，这些人只要今天 key down low， 他今天可以从那个整个铺了火的木炭上面走过去。
Sometimes when they possessed by the evil spirits, they can actually walk on the fire.
今天可以拿着鲨鱼剑砍杀自己。
Today they can use a sword to cut themselves.
今天可以来割自己的舌头。
They can cut their tongue today.
这些超乎所谓的形而上的事情，我们是看得到的。
These are supernatural powers. Sometimes we can see.
但是先知是借着这个巴力在说预言的。
And these prophets are prophesied to Baal.
随从这无意的神的。
They going after this meaningless god.
所以我们从这个经节当中。
So through this verse,
何西阿书一句话解决了为什么以色列国犹大国会灭亡的原因。
One statement from Hosea, talk about why the kingdom of Judah will come to an end.
我的民因无知识而灭亡。
My people because they don't have knowledge, so they come to an end.
那耶利米先知在这边讲得非常清楚的四大原因。
And Jeremiah talked about four big reasons the Judah come to an end.
祭司都不说神在哪里。
Priests did not say where is God.
传讲律法的都不认识我。
These priests did not know God.
那么这一些官长们都违背我不行公义的事情。
These officers did not know God against God and exercise unrighteousness.
而且再来就是这些假先知是借着巴力在说预言，并不是真神所挑选的真先知了。
And these false prophets prophesied through Baal and not sent from the true God.
所以在座的兄姐，当我们回头来自我省思的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we reflect.
我们如何在现代的社会当中成为一个神真正差遣我们的仆人？
How are we going to become a true servant sent by God in today's society?
我们如何成为一个好的先知呢
？How are we going to become that good prophets?
所以先知的角色，神老早就预定好了。
So the roles of a prophet already set by God beforehand.
我们请看耶利米书第一章第五节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah verse one, chapter one, verse five.
耶利米书第一章第五节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，我未将你造在腹中，我已经晓得你。你未出母胎，我已经分别你为圣。我已派你做列国的先知。我就说主耶和华，我不知怎样说，因为我是年幼的。耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。你不要惧怕他们。因为我与你同在，要拯救你，这是耶和华说的。这个地方，我们看到了先知怎么样被耶和华挑选，然后怎么派遣他的。
Here we see how this prophet was selected by God and how he was sent by God.
所以今天我们能够被神蒙召。
So today we can be called by God.
是神根本在创世之前就已经拣选了我们。
That is because God already selected us before He created the world.
各位兄姐，我们要觉得非常的荣幸啊。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be very honored.
我们要觉得非常的感谢主。
We need to be very thankful to God.
是神拣选的我们，不是我们选的神。
Is God selected us? No, us selected God.
所以第一点，我们是奉召作为先知的。
So first point, we are called to be prophets.
再来，我们既然接受了工作，这个工作是什么工作呢
？And today, if we receive the word, and what is this word?
神派我们到列国去做列国的先知。
God sent us to all the nations to be the prophets of these nations.
就跟主耶稣讲的那个吩咐一模一样啊。
Just like the instruction said by Jesus.
我们要往普天下去传福音给万民听啊。
We need to go to all the nations and preach the gospel.
这个地方先知说我不知道怎么说呢。
Here the prophet say, I do not know what to say.
因为我是年幼的。
Because I'm young.
但是神却对我说，你不要说我年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。
But God said to him that do not say that you are young. If I send you, you need to go.
而且你都要说哦。
And all I command you, you need to say.
你不要说我不会说。
You don't say it. You don't know how to say.
小弟做个见证。
I let bear testimony.
这个以前我在小时候看到一些不认识字的一些阿妈背的。这个跟我奶奶都同年纪的。
When I was still a child, I know some of these grandmas.
其实他们不认识字呢。
They do not know the words.
但是很奇怪的，那个传道或者是长职们的这个讲的道理，他们都把圣经背起来了。
But miraculously, they memorize those stories told by these preachers.
所以我们看到很多慕道者来的时候，这些阿嬷或者这些爷爷们，他们能够侃侃而谈的跟他们谈论圣经的道理的。
So when these grandmas see the true seekers, they can actually talk to them, preach the gospel to them.
就我小时候在看，他们其实不认识字的。
So when I was a child, I can tell they don't know how to read and write.
甚至有时候他会跟我讲，文青奶，你来帮我找一下那个经节念给我听一下。
And sometimes they will ask me to help them to find the verses and read to them.
但是神却把他立为好像先知一样。
And God set them like prophets.
我最熟悉的一个阿嬷很会帮人祷告。
A very familiar grandma I knew.
你会发现，只要他邀请了大家一起祷告，咦，奇怪，都 OK 的，都会成就。
And whenever she prayed together with others, the prayer will always come true.
生病的得医治。
And those in sickness will come.
夫妻吵架的得到的和谐。
And those core couples will come.
家庭的经济碰到困难的得到解决。
And the financial problem can be resolved.
那很多外邦人来慕道的时候，都被他带领来受洗的。
And he brought many the Gentiles to come to the name of God.
他到了六七十岁之后，才开始学认字。哎。
By the age of 60 to 70, she started to recognize to learn how to to know these words.
但是当圣灵与他同在的时候，他很会说了。
And when the Holy Spirit was with her, she can say anything.
所以她很会带领人，很会安慰人，很会安抚人的心呐。
She has this talent to bring people to the Lord and to comfort these people.
所以你可以看着她，可能从以我个人看法，从十五岁到九十岁，她都能够带领着她的。
And I can tell his grandma can't guide these people with age of 15 to all the way to 90.
所以我们不要害怕。
So let's not be afraid.
我们就如同现在所差遣的先知一样。
We just need to like these prophets sent by God.
所以我差遣你到哪里去，你不要害怕。
So if I send you to anywhere, do not be afraid.
最重要是我与你同在。
The most important thing is that I'm with you.
各位兄姐，我们知道什么叫做我与你同在吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know what is the meaning of
神与我们同在是什么意思
？What is the meaning?
就以马内利呀。
That is the meaning of
我们得到圣灵就是神与我们同在呀。
We receive the Holy Spirit, it is God is with us.
所以我们不用惧怕。
So let's not be afraid.
我们不用害怕说今天要说什么讲什么。
We do not need to be afraid that what are we going to talk about today?
我们在座也有很多兄姐们都有讲到的经验。
And many of our brethren today here, we have experience of speaking a sermon.
其实，在讲到的经验过程里面
，so the experience of speaking on a sermon.
常常有时候我准备的东西，真的到台上来奉主耶稣圣名开始今天的正道的时候，讲的跟我写的根本不一样。
Sometimes what you prepare might be, different when you're really standing on the pulpit and, saying.
圣灵会把你带引到不同的方向去了。
The Holy Spirit will bring you to another direction.
但是我有时候会觉得说，我今天写得很好，准备得很棒，一上台去的时候怎么讲就是打吃螺丝。
And sometimes you might have the experience that you have a good preparation, but you just don't perform well on the pulpit.
当你越要靠着自己把一篇道理讲好，一定讲不好。
When you like to rely on your own strength to speak a good sermon, sometimes you will just go wrong.
你无法去感动人的心。
You couldn't touch the people's heart.
所以当准备的过程当中
，so during the preparation,
神的灵感动着我们。
God's Holy Spirit touches.
我们尽快的就把这个讲章写下来。
We can very quickly to finish the sermon.
我们必须要按时分量的把这些事情要分享给众弟兄姐妹了解。
We would like to share these things to all the brethren and sisters.
然后最重要的是什么
？So what is the most important thing?
在领会前一定要来好好祷告。
Before the sermon, we need to kneel down to pray first.
甚至其实小弟在写讲章的习惯，一定先祷告之后再写讲章。
And even my habit is to pray first before I start to write a sermon.
因为我需要的是神与我同在。
Because all I need is that I want God to be with me.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹都希望神与我们同在。
All of us, we want God to be with us.
所以我们在论道的过程当中，或在卫道的过程当中，我们才知道我们讲的对还是不对。
So when we start to speak in on the teachings of God, we can know that we are talking about the right thing or wrong thing.
先知的工作的困难还有挑战还有哪些？
So what are the challenge things and difficulties of these prophets?
我们请看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
看啊，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行，拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立与栽植。哇，这个要面临的挑战实在太大了。
The challenge here is very big.
拔出的是什么？
What is uprooted?
无形中犹大人所犯的罪，必须要从犹迦南地整个被拔出了。
These evil things committed by this kingdom of Judah will be uprooted.
这是非常可怕的事情。
This is something very frightening.
我们在阿摩斯书里面可以看到。
In Book of Amos, we see something.
什么被拆毁了呢？
What had been torn down?
伯特利的祭坛被拆毁了。
The altar of Bethel was being torn down.
我们可以看到的是，圣殿已经被拆毁了。
We can see that the temple was being destroyed.
我们可以看到什么被毁坏了。
We can see things are being destroyed.
犹大人的众百姓的家被毁坏了。
These people's from Judah, you know, their home.
圣殿也被毁坏了。
Temple was destroyed.
我们看到什么被倾覆了？
We see things have been thrown down.
最简单的讲，整个耶路撒冷城的城墙全部都被倾覆掉了。
Simply, the walls of Jerusalem were being thrown down.
所以耶利米先知所发出来的预言要告诉当时的西底下这个国王，就告诉他说，你如果再不遵守耶和华的命令的话，就是会面临这些问题。
So Jeremiah tells Zedekiah, if you don't obey the command of God, this is going to happen to you.
但是到了西底下的时代，
But to the times of Zedekiah,
已经也为时已晚了。
It seems that it is already too late.
因为迦南地的罪已经满了。
Because the sins of the land of Canaan were full.
所以神要彻底的执行这四项事情。
So God would like to executing these four things.
但是又要重新的建立与栽植。
But apart from that, God would like to rebuild and to plant.
要从国外外邦再把他们召回，重新建立您的国度。
God would like to bring back from Gentile back to the land to build.The kingdom.
然后做了什么样的栽植呢？
What is God going to plant again?
就如同火中抽出来的一根柴。
Just like a wood bring out from a fire.
以色列这个葡萄树已经死掉了一样。
The branches of these grapes from Israel were already died.
甚至已经好像被丢在火中一样了。
And it seems like that these already a branch was been thrown in the fire.
但是神要透过他的应许。
But God through His promise,
你就像是丢在火中的这根柴，重新建立了、栽植的，它还是要成长发旺。
Even though this wood was bring out from the fire, it will continue to prosper.
我们每位弟兄姐妹在还没有受洗之前
，Brethren, while we you know before we going through the baptism,
小弟不是生下来就受洗的。
I was not born and being baptized.
我也是到五岁的时候才受洗的。
I went through this baptism at the age of five.
在五岁以前也经历了很多生命的这种历演，这个可以讲生命的困难。
Before the age of five, I experienced many difficulties in my life.
如果不是神拣选了我们
，If it is not God selected us,
我们根本没有资格，也没有力权力能够去接受这份的救恩。
We are not qualified to receive this salvation.
我们就好像那个丢在火中的那根柴一样。
We are just like that wood inside the fire.
对生命是没有具有希望的。
We do not have a hope for life.
但是因为我们今天重新受洗了。
But because we went through the baptism.
我们得到神的这个义的披覆。
And the God's righteousness cover us.
主耶稣的救赎。
The salvation of Jesus Christ.
圣灵的更新。
Renewal of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的应许。
The promise of the Holy Spirit.
所以重新的让我们建立与栽植。
We are being rebuked by all these and to be planned again.
所以今天晚上我们不再用神的儿子来思考我们的角色。
So today we no longer using the children of God to think about our role.
就如同那位天使所讲的。
Just like the angel said.
我们都是跟众弟兄都是神的仆人。
You and me, we are the servants of God.
所以我们既然都是神的仆人。
So since we are the servants of God.
就是遵守主所给我们的命令。
We need to obey the command given by God.
成为一个好的先知。
To become a good priest.
能够重新的建立与栽植。
To be able to rebuild and plant again.